gonna lose. I wanna win!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by EasySportsData.com. The books use data, shouldn't you too? And this is Easy Sports Data, like the preschoolers use. EasySportsData.com.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
You should also check out SportsBettingLessons.com. You'll learn some old tricks because sometimes how you bet is more important than who you bet. SportsBettingLessons.com.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Dollar, dollar. Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. It's another week in the books. We're going to go out to Paolo, talk a little bit about what happened last week. Paolo, we've got some interesting mistakes that the sports books made and they didn't even have to pay for it. We had some great soccer activity, and we had, of course, the same thing we have every week, is winning money during the week that has nothing to do with the show, only because
there you go.
The sportsbettinglessons.com community we kind of keep together during the week. So what did you think about the soccer plays, especially that Man City game?
Well, that Man City game, everybody, when I said that Man City was going to win that game at 2.34 when they opened up, and then we're getting to the 80th minute, and they're still 79th inning a minute, and Real is winning. And all of a sudden, you see the odds. I just jumped on it because I know Man City's a powerhouse, and especially against a defense of Real Madrid, because Real Madrid's defense is just terrible. They cannot stop this Manchester City didn't even have Aguero in. And then all of a sudden, you just saw them in 10 minutes, in 5 minutes, 2 goals, 9-1. Boom, came in. The same thing today with Arsenal. They're playing Olympiacos. And what did I tell you? You can't trust this Arsenal team. Today, Olympiacos scores a goal, 4.33. There you go. Live play.
And it really is. I know there's so many people out there. They do their handicapping. They make their pick, and then they sit and they watch. And it's really just not the best way to be a sports bettor. It really isn't. Now, normally, it's hard enough to be a sports bettor, but when the house makes a mistake, and this was in an XFL game where they inadvertently posted the team totals the wrong way.
Yeah. No, you can't sit on it, because last week we gave a couple of plays out on the soccer, and we hit some live play, big winners, 5-1, 5-1, 4-1. And also this Dutch game that with 30 seconds, the goal came in on the under, on the over.
Yeah, and it really does. It happens. I was talking to a soccer fan earlier this week about how my respect for soccer has changed because of how I watch the game now is totally different. I didn't see how much activity was in a soccer game. I have a friend that played soccer. I've been to a lot of live soccer games. I went to an Olympic soccer game once. But there's something different about it when you're starting to look at live action as an option. It really just changes the way you look at it. Let's fill that one in again. They posted the lines wrong, which is an advantage for us, correct?
Correct.
And yet they still won because there was a huge, huge upset. Somebody that was it DC, I think? That was
that DC. DC, I mean, that was like, I don't know. I've never been so off in all my betting years. I mean, that was completely off.
But you can't expect to be a good handicapper on the XFL. If you tell me you are, you know what I'm going to tell you? Yeah, well, let's see 3 or 4 weeks from now. Because anybody can get lucky for 2 or 3 weeks. It's hard to win for 16, for 20, for 28 weeks in a row.
No, it's like you said. It's starting off, so we're going to get more and more into it. I still think that defenders are a good team, even though what happened. But there's like, it's really a difficult lead because the quarterback play, you can't really handicap because most of the quarterbacks are no good. They're just average quarterbacks.
Yeah, so this is the fourth week, so we actually have 3 weeks of data. So we actually have 1, 2, 3, we have 4 different plays that we're going to give out with our Caliente video this week for Saturday and for Sunday, but that'll come afterwards. Then we're going to talk to some of the guys I know. We'll do some NCAA basketball, but we're going to stay with the hot hand because really over the last, I don't know, 5-6 weeks that we've talked, you've probably had maybe, I don't know, 80% win rate now at soccer.
Yes.
Soccer, the 80% win rate is probably a break even because so many of the teams are big favorites, but it's that live action where not only did you have it at, and again, with us, it might be you had it at minus 234 because we're talking about the odds and you do odds a little differently with Europe. But what happens is now it's +4, +5, +9, like you said. Well, guess what? A 5-1 bet will make up for a lot of losses.
Exactly. Like if I can hit on the weekend 3 5-1 plays, my weekend is done. That's it. I don't need more than that because if I'm hitting them in the live play, the way that I play, the way that you know that I'm played, that's all I need. I don't need anything else. Who cares?
Well, right. If you're only betting 12 units and you win 15 units on those games alone, you're up for the week.
Yeah, that's how I see it. Because the thing is, how I'm starting to bet is I'm betting, and then as soon as I hit a good winner, I'll stop because I made my profit. I have my what I want to make for the day. So when I make that, I'll stop. But it has to be a good odd winner. So, and I, like you said, I hit that almost on a weekly basis. There's going to be one game that's going to come in and it's going to be a big winner. And that makes
sense. I'm going to put out a disclaimer to anybody that's listening to this thing. You should have a pen and a paper down. Make sure you got all the plays because you normally give out. I mean, last week there had to be a dozen soccer plays because some of the games, like the one game with Man City, you said Man City, both teams will score, and Man City over two goals or over. So that's really three plays. So it really makes sense to have a pen and paper, and that's what I do whenever I go over the show. So let's just talk some soccer. Hit us up.
Okay, we're going to start off this week in England. This game is at 10 o'clock English our time, my time, and it's in the English Championship. I see Leeds United winning this game at 1.49. Leeds United is second in the table. They're going up, and they want to go up to the first the Premier League. They're strong, and the team that they're playing this week, I just don't see them having any difficulty getting the win, and the odds start off at 1.49. Next game I move on to is Watford-Liverpool. Liverpool, as you see, every week is the same thing, win, 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 playing against a team that's fighting for relegation. I like both teams to score at 1.97. That does it for that game. Moving on to another game in England, I like Chelsea to win at 1.8. I think Chelsea can beat Bournemouth. And after the disappointment showing in the Champions League, their form hasn't been that good. But I definitely think this week that Chelsea will show up and get the win at 1.8, starting odds. Another interesting game in England is Everton on Sunday playing with Manchester United. I think this game is at 12:30. Manchester United lately, today, also they scored 5 goals. Last week I gave them out as my pick. They won 3-0. They're on the upswing, even though they have injuries. So in this game here, I look for Manchester United not to lose this game at +0.5 in the Asian handicap. Moving on from England, we will go to, by time zones, we'll go to Germany. And I look for Bayern, Hoffenheim, both teams to score. I think Bayern defensively is not that great, even though that Chelsea didn't score. And I think Hoffenheim playing at home can get a goal. Moving on from Germany, we go to Italy, and I like Lecce, Atalanta, both teams to score. Both teams scored here. Atalanta is a powerhouse team. They score goals like crazy. I think Lecce will score one goal also. I also like Bologna, Lazio, both teams to score. Then after that, we're going to move to the Dutch league. PSV, Feyenoord, over 2.5 goals. I like that. And in the big Dutch derby, Ajax playing against Alkmaar. I like Ajax to win and maintain their lead on top of the division because Alkmaar is a pretty strong team, but I don't think Ajax is going to have any problems, and I think they're going to get the win. Then I have one game in Spain where I like Valencia, Betis, both teams to score, and then we move on from that. And finalizing off, this is the first week on the MLS. We need to see how this MLS starts off this year, but I look from the Montreal Impact, 2.8 odds to win this game. Thierry Henry's debut. They look more impressive on the defensive side, much more well organized, and I think that they will score and win this game. Moving on still to the MLS soccer, I like Los Angeles FC. Odds are 1.4, but that's value. Consider who they're playing. They're playing the team that's just starting off their first season. I don't just can't see Los Angeles FC losing points here. And my last game in the MLS, I like Toronto and San Jose over 2.5 goals. That's what I like. And those are my plays in the soccer.
Yeah, anytime it's opening week, you've got to be a little hesitant. And then, yeah, of course, any league has a tough time with expansion teams winning. They just don't win very often.
Yeah, and if you look at it, 1.4, for me, that's value. Because imagine the game, Los Angeles FC scores a lot of goals. So I don't think that the new expansion team can keep up. And they want to look impressive the first week. So if, let's say, in the 50th minute they haven't scored, they're going to score and get this win. So the odds are pretty good.
And that's an excellent point. So here's the thing. You could bet soccer by just betting it and then not watching the game, or watching the game and not betting it again. But really, you're losing out. You really need to get your bets in for the game. And I used to like betting soccer first halves, but I don't do that anymore because nothing happens in the first half.
No, no. Because if you notice, everything happens after the 70th minute. And this is when most of the goals are scored. This is when most of the money happens. And this is where, because most teams are tired, mistakes happen. I mean, you're looking at guys running for 90 minutes. So mental errors do happen.
One of the things that I'll do is I'll start looking at the 59th minute for lines. Even if I've got action on the game, whether I'm winning or not, it has nothing to do with it. Because what I'm looking for is opportunities. And when I look at joinjazzsports.com's website, they'll have 400 options. But, A, you've got to find the right ones. Well, guess what? It's hard to go through 400 choices.
It's hard.
Yeah. And guess what? It's live action, so the lines are always changing. So what I do is I try to isolate what I'm going to play. And then by the time I'm ready, like you said, it's now the 65th minute. Because soccer, as you know, there's no timeouts. The 59th minute and the 58th minute are 1 minute apart.
Yeah, and if you notice, every time I give you a live play, it's usually after the 65th, 70th minute. And if you notice, most of the time, I'm on. It comes out.
Yeah, and again, it doesn't. You can have a few losers when you're cashing, because you're cashing two tickets when you hit a live event, unless you do like I did. There was a play where I was going to lose because I was down 2-0. The team I bet was down 2-0. They weren't going to win, but I got a lot of my money back because I said they're going to score a goal, and I took the over .5, over half a goal.
It's like
they score a goal, I got most of my money back. So a lot of times, breaking even is just as good as winning. If you're going to lose, you'd rather break even.
It's like one time when I gave you a play that was 3-0, and all of a sudden they came back, and I told you you're going to win. They came back and won 4-3. Imagine the odds on that one.
Yep. So when we come back from break, we're going to talk some NCAA basketball. We're going to talk to a few guys I know. We'll talk some XFL. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Could this be a trap?
I always think everything could be a trap, which is why I'm still alive.
That's been a mistake. Give me my money back. No.
Are you using JoinUWager.com? When you win, your book should pay you fast, and JoinUWager.com does. It's as simple as that. Need a new book? Check out JoinUWager.com. Live action is the best way to win, and JoinJazzSports.com has the most lines. You'll have tons of team totals, first quarter parlays too. Jazz is offering things that other books won't. If you want more options to win, use Jazz Sports. JoinJazzSports.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second F Chaz. Paolo is joining us. We've just gone over some soccer. If you missed it and you're just catching up to this part of the show and you went ahead, go back, grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, write them down. There's just so many more winners. And again, I'm not talking about yesterday or last week or last month. The guy's been giving us winners for 4 years now. So 4 years
exactly.
Is a long time to be giving winners.
If you notice, in the 4 years, have I had a bad streak?
No, you've had a few of your 12-1s that didn't go down, but you've had a few that do. And again, If it's a 12-1 shot and you win more than 1 out of 12, you're winning money.
Well, there you go. And I try to do that every week. I mean, I try every week for us to hit a play at least 5-1 and up. Because, yep, like you said, that's where all the action is. That's what I love about the NFL. Because you see what kind of plays we hit there.
Yeah, again, the NFL is a little different because even going into the new season, you have a pretty good idea what the rosters are and what the teams are. College, a little harder because every year it's different. People leave. And then, of course, you were talking about some MLS. When it's a brand new team in the league, that's an even bigger hurdle.
Yeah, but it's good, like, this week, just because a lot of the games in the MLS, I just want to see, get a feel for it. But next week, there's no Japanese soccer this week. But next week, we're going to start focusing a lot on the Mexican soccer.
And that'll work well with our friends down at Caliente for sure.
I'm sure they'll enjoy my picks on the Mexican. Yeah.
I did, they have the sports guru. I looked at some of their picks because I put on their YouTube channel to show me the closed caption in English. So I knew what they were saying. I had a pretty good idea. They do a good job, but they had some losers. I mean, they had a couple, the games were 0-0 shutouts and they were betting both teams to score. So.
Oh, that's the way you do it. You got to take your shots.
Yep. No, and again, that's the one thing about live action. You can lose more than one bet on the same game, but sometimes you only need to win one bet to get all those losses back. So that's a perfect segue, I think, about getting all those losses back, is we're going to go now and talk to a guy I know.
I know a guy.
You know a guy.
I know a guy.
I know a guy.
You know a fucking guy.
I know a guy.
Oh, here we go again.
And actually, as you know, I know a few guys. But Sloppy, last week, if you'll remember, Sloppy gave us a guy in Mexico at the golf tournament. So Sloppy gave me the guy at the golf tournament in Mexico, and the next day he shoots a 10 under. And with golf,
and I actually saw that.
There's three ways to bet golf. You can bet the guys, you can bet the guys that win the tournament, and then you can bet the individual matchups during the day. So that's what we're going to pay attention to. He already played today, but his name is Gary Woodland. So we're going to put some action on him in some matchups this weekend for sure. Cause you do that for Friday, for Saturday. Well, Saturday and Sunday, if he makes the cut. We heard from Nick. Now Nick's from Belly Up Sports, and Nick gives us a lot of winners too. Here's what he said. Kansas over Kansas State on Saturday, Gonzaga over St. Mary's. And actually, today he likes Ohio State, if I get a chance. I think that game starts at 5. So there's a tip for you, because you're the only one that's going to hear it between now and 5 o'clock tonight. When we get off this call, because we always do our show on Thursdays and put it on Fridays, if you want to put some money on Ohio State, he's got a pretty good track record.
Yeah,
Friday night, there's a hockey game. And Blackhawk West is getting married on Saturday. Now, you know Blackhawk West. He's been with the show as long as you have. But he is getting married, so congratulations to him. He was the one that was all excited when Bovada had the wrong point spread. And he betted heavy, of course. The other team scored 27. His team didn't score any.
And not only that, Blackhawk West has been hitting some good plays on hockey. Especially those over-unders.
So here's what he said. Colorado was coming to Carolina Friday. He said, bet Colorado. They're going to be a dog. And he said, bet them to score 4 goals or more. So
I completely agree on that play.
That's a Friday night. That'll give me something to do tomorrow. All right. So that's from a guy, though. And I looked at some basketball myself. I told you a few weeks back, I don't really follow college basketball until they get to the end of the season. Well, we're at the end of the season. This is the last week of regular season. Then next week will be the conference tournaments, and then Selection Sunday, and then March Madness, because it is the 27th of February today. So I like Saturday. I like Villanova. I'm going to use his Kansas pick. I'm going to use Nick's Kansas pick. Kansas is playing really well. They really are. San Diego State is playing Nevada, and Gonzaga is playing St. Mary's. Now, one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to do a 4-team money line parlay. And the reason I'm going to do that, because all these teams are given points. And guess how many of them care whether they cover? Of those 4 teams, guess how many care whether they cover the spread or not?
I don't think none of them.
You got it, baby. There ain't a player. There ain't a coach. Not one of them. All they care about is getting the W.
Yeah. But the pick I like the most from Knicks is that Gonzaga pick. I like that one.
Playing St. Mary's again. If you remember, they played really maybe 2 weeks, last 2 weeks they played, it was like a 3 or 4 point spread. Gonzaga just blew them off the court.
They've been blowing a lot of teams off the court because some of the plays that he's given on Gonzaga, remember that play that he gave last time? By the first
tonight,
quarter, it was almost over.
The rematch is tonight. They're playing USD again tonight. That's another play that you might want to hop on with that Ohio State from Nick is the Gonzaga game because they're playing USD again. I think they're giving 26. But if you remember last time, they were up by 40 when we first saw the score. First score I saw
was
40.
Yeah, I think they're going to cover that. Yeah. But like you said, they don't care if they cover the spread as long as they get the win.
Not one of them. All right, so finally, before we go, XFL talk. And the reason we're going to talk some XFL is because my Easy Sports Data program finally has 3 weeks. And I've got some things that are jumping out at me. And here's the first thing that's jumping out at me. L.A. can score. The New York team is giving up more points every single week. Seattle is allowing less points every single week. Houston can score. Dallas can't score. And Tampa Bay's pretty good in the second half. So is New York in terms of being under best. So we're looking at some team totals under. We're going to be looking at some games. But here's how I bet XFL. I bet the team to win the first half. I bet them to win the game. And then I usually do live action. But there hasn't been a lot of that live action. So it's normally a second half bet.
Okay.
But I will be watching the games. This is the first weekend I will be watching the games. I do have a way to get over that bad quarterback play that you were talking about. There's a trick I have that I can teach you how to watch an XFL game and not get upset about the bad quarterback play.
Well, I want to learn how to do it.
Bacardi and Coke.
Actually, you know, it's like it's like when you see like the like you're watching a soccer game and all of a sudden the ball just bounces, hits on top, bounces and just stays on the line, and it's a 90th minute. That's what the quarterback is playing is like.
Yeah, it's brutal. It's brutal. So yeah, so what we've got? We've got the first game on Saturday is the LA at New York. We're gonna take LA. They're the favorite, the best team. But we're also going to have a bet on team total under for the Guardians. New York is at 16, and we're hoping they don't score 16.
Okay, I agree on that.
Second game, Seattle-St. Louis, we're going with the favorite again. Now, they're a big favorite. St. Louis is a big favorite, but we're playing them because we think they're our big favorite. And that's another reason why we like to do these moneyline parlays. Because when you get four teams, and in this case, we're betting the best team on paper, and the best team on paper is given points. The best team on paper doesn't always win, but similar to soccer, when you take those big odds, because like an 11.5 point favorite is like minus 700.
Yeah.
But you put it in a parlay, and you can get it to maybe 2, 2.5 to 1.
And the Red Blacks do score.
Yep.
St. Louis Red Blacks, they do score points.
Yeah, and we believe Houston scores points, too. So on Sunday, we're going to have the team total over for Houston. But we're going to do that, whereas the Giants or the New York Guardians team total under is just for the game. For Houston, we're going to be betting the team total over for the first half and for the game.
And this weekend, I look for the defenders to bounce back because they're too good a team.
Same thing. They're going to be on our ticket. And again, we're going to use all these teams, all four of these teams. We're going to use all four favorites. We're going to use them in a money line parlay. We're going to use them in an against the spread parlay. And we're also going to bet them straight for the first half, for the game, and for the second half. And at the end of the day, what we're looking to do is figure out how many bets that is and cash more tickets than we throw away. I'll tell people all the time, I really do, when I go to Caliente, because I love to have the paper tickets in my hand, I will count my percentage, not by my wins, how many tickets I cash. If I'm cashing 50 or 60 or 70% of my tickets, I'm in great shape.
And you know what I'm looking forward to? Me and you go down to Caliente and playing some live play and soccer and just betting really that live play action after the 70th minute. That's what I'm looking forward to.
They'll stick a bucket of beers on the table down there. There's six beers, and I think the last time I was down there, it was $7.50. It was $7.50 for six beers.
And one last thing, this weekend we got two big derbies in soccer that I didn't mention, but we're going to be following them in the live play action: the Inter Juventus and Real Madrid with Barcelona. These are huge games, but the odds haven't come out really the way that I wanted to see them because they were playing Champions League. So, like, I need to study these games more closely.
Yeah, and that's the perfect segue to sportsbettinglessons.com. All you got to do is go to sportsbettinglessons.com, enter your name and email, then you confirm your name and email, you get on our list, You get all the information. You use it as you want. I tell people, there's stuff you could give us money for, but there's also stuff you can get for free, and the stuff you get for free is really, really valuable. You should be paying for it, but we give it to you for free anyway, because we're in it for the long haul.
Exactly. And I like the thing that I read, that you sent me a couple of articles about the horse racing.
Yeah, very, this time of year. Now, next week, the 7th of March, there's more prep races that I'll be covering. I'm not going to do anything. When there's only one race on the weekend, I wait. There's two or three more days this year where there's three prep races in a day. Those are the big ones. Those are going to show us who wins the Kentucky Derby. I don't really care who wins the Kentucky Derby. I just care that I have the first, second, third, and fourth horses on my ticket.
Yeah, and me, I'm going to start my horse picks before the Florida Derby. The Florida Derby and after. That's when I start doing, yeah, that's it.
All right, Paolo, again, thanks for your time. We will talk to you next time. Thank you for checking out sportsbettingweeklylive.com. You can listen to the whole show. We'll talk to you next time. Yep. Always be cashing.